He breathed heavily and walked as if none of his shoes fit. Then he looked back, saw that nobody was watching him, straightened himself up, and walked with a huge smile on his face. "Dear Watson, I would love to know what was going on in your head when you realized that the old man was me. Not to mention finding me in this kind of a place. I'm sure you would think that I added smoking opium and injecting cocaine to the list of my weaknesses that you keep track of."
"Well, I was certainly surprised to find you here, but no more than I was to find you.
I came to find a friend."
"Well, not me. I was here to find an enemy."
"An enemy? Tell me more," I asked.
"Yes, my dear Watson. I hope to find a clue, and that is why I was listening to those people. At the back of that bar there is a special door. If it could talk, I think it would tell us stories about what happens here every night when the moon is high."
"What? You mean bodies?"
"Yes, bodies. I worry that Neville St. Clair entered the bar to never exit it again." He suddenly put his two fingers into his mouth and whistled loudly. Somebody from afar answered the same way, and then I heard the sound of a horse running towards us. In a moment, I could see a carriage stopping right before Holmes, who turned to me.
"My dear friend, you are coming with me, aren't you?"
"If I can help you with anything?"
"Of course. A person I can trust is always welcome. You are staying for the night, and don't worry, my room at the Cedars has got two beds."
"The Cedars?"
"Yes, that is Mr. St. Clair's house. I am staying there now until I solve this case. So, jump up. We have to go."
We travelled in complete silence.